I literally have a text on our fan feedback line, Tommy, that says this. Boom. I was going to go to the Cavalry game this weekend, but saw they were undefeated, and I just felt like they'd lose if I went. Can I go to the next game? I'm going to tell him to go, because if he's waiting for you to lose a soccer match,
he might never go.
He may never see a game. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's been a good run, and long may it continue, right?
Yeah. So walk us through, I guess tell us about the weekend. You get the 2-0 win over Halifax, which mm-hmm. improves you to 5-0. What are you seeing as far as trends? You're now five games as far as the league play is concerned. What, probably a good enough time now as a coach, you know what you have and you know what you don't have. What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses right now?
Well, I think for us, the beauty of May, and it was jam-packed, you know, seven games in 3 weeks, we got to face every one of our opponents. So, there was a bit, we all had our training camp in the Dominican Republic, and everyone was a bit cloak and dagger, different formations, players in different positions. But now we're wide out in the open, we know the lay of the landscape. So for us, you know, we haven't conceded a lot. You know, we've had, I think, three shutouts in the league, one in the cup. So four in total out of the seven. So we're very strong defensively. We're very connected as a unit. So we attack together, we defend together. You know, we've been very good at our set plays. We've got a good playbook that, you know, creates chances when teams are what we call parking the bus or defending deep. You know, much like Halifax did for us, they give us the respect in our turf to defend deep and then try and hit us on the counter. But it's hard to identify. I still think we're getting better. I still think, you know, the last thing that ever really clicks as a team is the chemistry in and around the goal. So where space and time is a premium, you know, that's where players have the, you know, fine touches, fine movements, acute angles, you know, vision to see the movement of their teammate. That I can see that starting to come. So I wouldn't say it's a weakness, but it's something that I think we're still improving on. And for us, I think we can still get better. So as a coach, that pleases me because we're doing it. And improving from the top of the league, not from the bottom, trying to climb our way up.
Yeah, because I've been to the one game, and I went to the season and the basically franchise opener, and there was that goal mouth scramble where goalie is out to lunch, and everybody is selling out and making plays. That's the type of stuff you hope to cultivate and galvanize over the course of a season. You had it in game one.
Yeah, we have. I mean, you know, about half of these guys I brought with me from the PDL Championship winning side last year. And there was a few, you know, skeptics that said, oh, you know, it's a different level. And yeah, it is a different level. But I've always believed in my players. You know, I believe in them as players. I believe in them as people. And you know, when you have good human beings that have got talent to play the game and you put it together for a common goal, for me, that's coaching and that's teamwork. And, you know, I don't think we're a team of stars where you say, right, that player. I think you could list off a ton of players. And you just said, our goalie, Marco Carducci, our defenders. You know, Dominic Zator, he scored two goals. Joel Waterman, Jay Wheeldon, these guys have been rocks. Dean Northover. And then you look up top and we're sharing out the goals between Nico Pasquotti, Jordan Brown, Jose Escalante, and Dominic Longo on the weekend. So, you know, my list goes on, but they just defer everything for each other. And I think it's a great culture that we have that, you know, we're there to defy the odds. Everyone always thought, you know, Calgary's not really a soccer city. And I think we've changed that over the course of time, you know, back with the PDL and now with the CPL. And, you know, those that are coming out to games like you and Rhett did for the home opener are starting to experience it. Pinder's been out there and like, this is like European football. The atmosphere is crazy from what the fans are creating. So, yeah, I think that all adds to it.
It's keeping Pinder away is the trouble. I mean, that's the tough part is getting him out of there. Never mind getting him there.
Yeah, that's true.
You mentioned it, Tommy. You talked about the atmosphere, and I know, you know, as you kind of envisioned this thing at Spruce Meadows, you talked about it forever that you were so excited for it. Now that you've played a handful of games there, is it kind of living up to what you expected it to be? And I know there's still room to grow, but you must love the early returns on your home pitch.
Yeah, and more. And I think, you know, when you start talking to people, today we've got a day off, so I'm out at Kananaskis Golf and Country Club. So I just came out. I thought it'd be a nice day to play. And the guy at the club shop has started already talking to us. The guy who picked up our clubs just said, hey, the coach of the Cavalry, you guys are on a run. And what's nice is the word's getting out there. And then people are now, you know, not just seeing Spruce Meadows as an equestrian or movies in the park. it's now a sports and entertainment district. You know, if you come down there, and hopefully we get a nice day one of these days, and people sit in the, you know, lower plaza, listen to the DJ and the music, and, you know, the fans are coming in the hordes now and starting to make that noise. And once you've been, you'll return. So I think that's what we're looking for. And we knew it'd take growth over time. You look at, you know, what the Roughnecks have done over time, and they're creating a great atmosphere. But you start humbly and you move forwards and put a good product on and off the pitch, and that's how we grow together.
I know you're not necessarily home and cool, but certainly everybody else is looking at your taillights right now. But maybe you can explain, because I know, and I feel silly for asking you to explain so often, but just tell people about the spring and the fall season. And, you know, you are halfway through now. If you do finish in top spot in the spring season, what does that mean for your group? And over these final five games, because you are in a nice position points-wise, does that allow you to kind of play with a bunch of different lineups and combinations?
Yeah, well, I guess probably the way I'll explain it is the why behind the process. So for having the split season, the spring and the fall, was designed to create some element of playoff format without having the playoffs. Playoffs is very North American, and the purest of the game of football, or soccer as it's called here, is to have the league champions. And the winner of the spring season, which is only 10 games up until Canada Day, and then the fall season is 18 games, the winner of the spring season faces off against the winner of the fall season in a head-to-head for a championship game. Now, should that be the same team that runs up both tables, the second overall gets to play in it. And the winner of that then represents the CPL in Canada in the CONCACAF Champions League. So there's lots of things that there we can progress and grow with the game. And then you add to it the Canadian Championship, which is just a straight knockout cup competition, home and away. And that's who we play Pacific, and now we play Forge. And, you know, should we, you know, be successful against Forge, the Whitecaps come knocking. So there's lots to play for, and I'm quite enjoying it. So we're only five games into the spring season. It's 50% mark. We've got 100% of the points. You know, for me, I think seven wins does it, because I think the league is that tight that everybody's going to take points off of each other, and we've just got to stay ahead of the pack.
Tommy Wheeldon Jr. with Cavalry FC, our guest here on Boomer and Warner in the Morning. What's also been impressive, and again, I'm learning as I go, but I know enough to see that when you have guys like Nick Ledgerwood and Escalante out to injury, and you start to rotate other guys in and you don't miss a beat, that's impressive. And you also have Mason Trafford, who's, again, a stellar defensive player and has not played a lick for you yet.
Yeah, I mean, for me, and Oliver Minotaur put into that as well. He's only played 20 minutes and he scored. And Oliver Minotaur has played in the old NASL, and he's played for PSV as a kid coming up through, and he's a Brazilian, played in Holland. These are guys that will feel like new signings. And when you're adding them to a team that's in form, it's brilliant. Because I've said it when I signed Mason Trafford, I think he's one of the best defenders Canada has on the left side, and we have a rarity here. And he's won championships before, so he's a great character. He's one of our captains, as is Nick. But they lead in different ways. Our locker room is tight. They look after each other. They look after the young players. And, you know, Jose Escalante is just getting back to fitness. So, you know, this 10-day break now before we play Forge has come at a really good time, because it allows us to get people fit again and have everyone, you know, challenging for spots. But we've got a great ethos about, you know, it's the next man up. We play a very simple system. You know, we hunt together when we have it. We hunt together when we don't have it, and we play together when we do. And we've got a few, you know, tricks up our sleeve when the dead balls come.
Well, congrats on another victory.
Must be nice to have a bit of a break here. Hey, you mentioned how crazy it's been to start.
Yeah, as it's you know, it's eat, sleep, repeat right now. So like I said, seven games in 3 weeks, we've had our own playoff series, and now we just kind of take a breath and. We hold each other accountable. So we look at things we've done well. We've got, you know, games we've faced everybody now, and we'll go into it saying, right, we can do this better. And the players, you know, when we do our video stuff, it's very open. It's not me saying, you need to do this, do you do that? It goes both ways. So players spot things, we discuss it, and we say, right, I think we can do that. Or, nah, you know what, that's too much. We have good dialogue. So I think what we'll use this 10 days for is exactly that. And we'll prepare for the home and away leg against Forge, and then it's the El Clasico on the 15th up in Edmonton, which, again, gives us a good chance to go up there and upset them and keep picking up points on the road.
And in addition to the starter at Kananaskis Golf Course, what's it like being in the city? Because you are recognizable. Even if people don't recognize you, they'll hear your voice and then know who they're talking to. You must be, if not besieged, you must have a lot of people talking to you about this team already, right?
Yeah, they are. And it's a brand thing, isn't it? Because I think what's really cool is our logo, is our merchandising. You know, everybody likes to back a winner as well, so it helps the city. And like I said there, you know, this is a city of champions now. When you look at, you know, what the Calgary Inferno did, you know, the Flames winning the conference, what Roughnecks have done, what we did with the PDL Championship, what the women's UWS team did in the conference. Like, this, mm-hmm, yeah. This city loves champions. The Grey Cup champions, Calgary Stampeders. I mean, I was at an event with Dave Dickinson the other night, and we were just talking back and forth. And there's a respect there because we want this city to be a truly world-class sporting city. So when we're out there and doing exactly what we say we do, you know, at Spruce Meadows, it's a world-class venue. People are like, yeah, I like that. I feel attached to that. And, you know, I'm an approachable guy. So if I was stopped in Sobeys getting my Sunday breakfast stuff, and I talked for about 10, 15 minutes with this gentleman just about the game, the environment, systems of play, and it's great. And that's how you grow it. You know, we're not megastars yet, but we're trying to create something that's a lasting legacy. And I think that's the purpose behind everything we're trying to achieve here.
You go to the store. Meanwhile, your wife's texting you. Can you come home, please?
We're
hungry. We're hungry here. Like, what's going on?
Stop signing autographs and get home with the bacon. All right. Tommy, have a great round, and we'll talk to you in a week. Good luck.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Tommy Wheeldon Jr.